Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, what's happening? It's your girl, Jaywani Vet.
I do it for the turn-up. And we ain't going nowhere. We praise them because it's necessary. So watch us turn this place into a sanctuary.
Jaywani Vet.
I do it for the turn-up.
She's a G for Jesus.
But I'll come to praise his name.
You're listening to Sunday Inspiration with your girl, Jaywani Vet.
You know what time it is? Come on now. Let's get it. I said I'm 10 toes down for the Lord. Go and put on your armor. Now go and pick up your sword. We about to go to war. Kicking the devil's door. Tell Satan to get his hands up. Now get down on the floor. We don't believe them lies or anything that he said. Jesus brought us back to life. He resurrected the dead. A soldier for the cry. Tell me how you gonna win. If Jesus conquered the grave and vindicated our sin. As long as we repent.
What's happening? It's your girl, Jaywani Vet. It's Sunday, February 18th, 2024, and welcome to Sunday Inspiration. That was music from Joe Nestor featuring Clean Slate with 10 Toes Down. Now, I had to start off this Sunday Inspiration with big worship energy, y'all. This song came across my TikTok timeline, and I immediately downloaded it, played it on repeat, and decided to start tonight's episode with it because why not? It's all about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, before I move on, I have to send major love and big shout-outs to my church home, St. Paul Church in District Heights, Maryland, where the senior pastor is Pastor Robert J. Williams, Sr., and the co-pastor is Pastor Bobby Williams, Jr. Now, if you're ever in the DMV, we'd love to have you come worship with us. But if you're not in the area or you're not able to join us in person, no worries. You can still be a part of the service. We stream live every Sunday morning beginning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Now, for more information, you can go to spchurchonline.com. That's S as in Saint, P as in Paul, churchonline.com. Now, before I move on, I want to send an extra shout out to our senior pastor who delivered the sermon this morning. He came from Romans 5, 6 through 11 with a sermon titled, God Demonstrates His Love for Us. I'm so thankful that God loves us so endlessly that he gave his only son to atone for our sins. And through his blood, our relationship with God is restored and we can look forward to spending eternity with him. Now, coming up next, I've got music from William Murphy. Now, if you're going through trials in your life right now, or things seem to be not so great, I want you to be encouraged by this message. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Keep trusting and believing that your blessing is on the way. This is William Murphy with Something God. You're rocking with your girl, J1 Yvette. And this is Sunday Inspiration.
I need you to lay your hands on your neighbor's shoulder and tell him something good. Make them look you in the eye. Tell them something God. Now you got to use your preacher voice. Look at them again and say something God. Let me prophesy. Something good is about to happen. Something God is about to take place. Something good is about to happen. Something God is about to take place. Something good is about to happen. You say something God is about to take place. Something good is about to happen. You can't have it if you won't say it. Say it's about to take place. Listen, something good is about to happen. Something God is about to take place. Something good. It's gonna be God. Tell somebody it's gonna be good. It's gonna be God. Hey, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be God. Something good, something good. Somebody clap your hands if you know it's going to be God. I'm telling y'all, while we're standing here worshiping, God is working on stuff.
What's up with that? It's your girl, Jaywan Yvette. Now here on Sunday Inspiration, I come to bring you the latest and greatest in gospel music every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. But if you want to get your worship and praise on all through the week, let me tell you about this cool Facebook page, y'all. It's facebook.com/soundsfromheaven. That's facebook.com/sounds, S-O-U-N-D-Z, from heaven. Get your worship and praise on with that good gospel music, preaching, and even a little bit of comedy and inspiration. Once again, it's facebook.com/sounds, S-O-U-N-D-Z, from heaven. And then every Sunday, join me for Sunday Inspiration at blogtalkradio.com/Sunday Inspiration every Sunday evening at 6:30 p.m.
The world's going to keep making you look at your past, and we got to keep looking at the future. You look at your past, you're going to get depressed, and you're going to get stuck in your past. You look to your future and go, man, what is that moment going to be like? See, my actions, a lot of the things I do is because I'm thinking about my future. And I'm thinking about that moment when I see Jesus, because I realize that everything I do is going to bring either reward or regret. It really is. I've got an extra $1,000. Okay, on that day, that future, when I see Jesus, what is going to bring reward and what's going to bring regret? I could buy a lot of fun things for myself with that $1,000, but on that day, Paul's saying, I'm just looking at that day, going on that day, maybe I just give it to the poor, because on that day, I'll be rewarded for it, versus, yeah, I mean, we've all bought things we regret, right? You go, oh, that was a waste of money, that's a waste of money, that's a waste of money. Think about what we're going to say at the end, when we stand before God. Are you going to regret the car you drove, regret the house you lived in, regret the clothes you wore, regret, you know, just everything? What are you going to regret? What about your time and how you spent it? Are you going to go, oh, I'm so glad I watched 7,000 movies. Or are you going to regret, wow, I wasted all of that time now. It's about the future. Paul's going, man, what am I going to look forward to at the end? I'm going to bring an illustration that, this is like the first illustration I did. It was 20 years ago, but I can't think of a better way to explain it. I actually didn't use a rope back then. I used remember computer paper? When it was all stuck together and it had the holes on the side that you had to peel off. Remember that? I remember getting a roll, and some of you guys have no idea what I'm talking about, which is crazy to me, but because that was the best, you know? And it never worked right because of the rolling things, but I remember being a youth pastor, and I put that computer paper all the way around the room, but I'm going to use a rope now because I can't find that computer paper. Imagine this rope, okay, pretend this rope just goes on forever, okay? Just imagination. Pretend it goes around the world a few times. It doesn't. It ends at the rock. But let's just imagine this thing goes on forever. Now, imagine that this rope is a timeline of your existence. You just exist forever. You see this red part? This would represent your time on earth. You've got a few short years here on earth, and then you've got all of eternity somewhere else. This is your existence. And what blows me away is some of you, all you think about is this red part. It's all you think about. You're consumed with this. You go, oh man, I can't wait till here. You know, I'm going to work hard. I'm going to save so I can really enjoy this part right here. And you're consumed with that. And you're thinking, oh man, am I going to get to travel? Am I going to eat well? Am I going to do this during this part? And I'm like, are you kidding me? What about this? What about this? What about all this stuff? It's crazy to me because the Bible teaches that what I do during this little red part determines how I'm going to exist for millions and millions and millions of years forever. And so why would I spend this little red part trying to make myself as comfortable as possible, enjoying myself as much as I can, Paul says, look, I'm going to live my life for this mission. I'm going to spend my life, invest my life for this moment when I cross that finish line. See, I'm going to forget about all the stuff I could enjoy, and I'm not going to look around. I'm going to be like a runner just looking at that moment when I face God, because when I face Him, then I don't get this chance over again. We get one chance at this life on earth, and it can end at any second for any of us. We've got one chance at this, and then comes eternity. And I'm not going to be fooled. I'm not going to spend my life down here. See, people look at some of my decisions and go, oh, you're so stupid because that's going to really affect this. I go, no, you're stupid because that's going to affect all of this. Man, I'm serious. I look at the way people live and I go, wow, that is so crazy. You are so crazy. You're going to do that right now, just to enjoy right now, not even knowing if you have tomorrow, and you think that's smart and that I'm dumb. It doesn't make any sense. Paul goes, I'm not going to look around at all this stuff. And it's tempting. It's tempting to all of us. That's what I'm saying. Down here, it's crazy because everyone lives that way. Everyone lives for the red part. No one's thinking about the millions of years afterwards. It's this crazy deception that we can't get out of our minds. And Paul goes, I'm not doing that. Because I keep my eyes on that. I keep my eyes on that finish line. And I'm going to forget what's behind me. I'm not looking around. I'm straining. Because I'm straining forward. I'm like stretching forward for that mark. I'm going to pass this thing. I'm going to live this out. And I'm going to face Him. I'm going to come before the judges and He's going to hand me that trophy. He goes, I'm going to get it. And I haven't gotten there yet. He goes, but you better believe I'm using every muscle, exerting every bit about me, because I'm going to pass that
it's
line
a
well.
It's a party and everybody's invited. You're listening to Sunday Inspiration with your girl, J1 Event.
The Lord has declared that
Inspiration with your girl, Jaywani Vet. That was music from Dorinda Clark Cole with Great and Mighty. And as my bro, cuz Willie Moore Jr. says, I felt that in my shanana. Quick programming note, I'll be back on the air next Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time for a brand new episode of Sunday Inspiration at blogtalkradio.com/Sunday Inspiration. Now, the Bible says where two or more are gathered in his name, the Lord is in the midst. So let's keep rocking it on out every Sunday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time for Sunday Inspiration. This is where I like to fill up your tank with that good gospel music to get you ready to face the week ahead. And unlike the gas pump, baby, you don't have to worry about the price because this fill-up is absolutely free. Now, before I move on, I want to send a shout-out to my official promo team, Team Jaywani Vet, which is run by my girls Brenda J, Tracy, and Amina. You can follow them on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and Threads at Team Jaywani Vet. That's team, like in football team, JawanYvette. And don't forget to join my Patreon squad for early access to the podcast, including exclusive bonus content you won't hear anywhere else, early access to my music, and more behind-the-scenes exclusives. Go to patreon.com/justifiedmadness31. That's patreon.com/justifiedmadness and the number 31. Now, before I close out, I want to send a shout out and major love to all my fam bam. Whether by blood or by love, I love you to life and I love you for real. Love and kisses all the way to heaven to my big papa, Ellis, always in my heart and never, ever forgotten. Shout out to my St. Paul Church family, our pastors, all of our ministry leaders, all of my Twamly, my Threadies, my Mad Hatters, my Young Nation, my TikTok squad, my Patreon squad, Yvette, Shane, and last but never ever least, my daughter Jessie. You can hear her at the top of the hour every Wednesday and Saturday night on Justified Madness. Now, coming up next, I've got music from Sun Music featuring Neesha with Darling Jesus. Then on the other side of the commercial, I'm closing out with KB featuring Jay Monty and To God Part 2. You're rocking with your girl, Jaywani Vet, and this is Sunday Inspiration.
up, what's happening? It's your girl, J1 Yvette. I'm sending a shout-out to my girl, Darlene McCoy. You can listen to her every night on The Nightly Spirit with Darlene McCoy, and also Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell and The Willie Moore Jr. Show at Almighty 98.3 on your FM dial in Somerton, South Carolina, or you can click on cbsumter.com/Almighty983 to listen worldwide.
Gospel and inspirational for every generation. You're listening to Sunday Inspiration with your girl, Jayani.
Then that boy folded, so we started calling him Benjamin. If you ain't here through the struggle, you visiting, but I know you gon' be back when we trend again. I can't switch on the gang, I'm too militant. I got a roll with the body like Michelin. Now she said she want a man, but I can't be with no shorty to feed on lust. Is she a bird? I'ma turn her to an ex like Elon Musk. But if she ain't a word, I'ma call her auto like Dion's bus. We been doing it for eons, I know I'ma live infinity and live infinity. My God ain't the one you can sleep on. I heard they were talking, so I got an ottoman. For ottoman, I put my feet on. I got Yahweh, that's who I'ma lean on. My next single might have to be missed by AC. It get heated when I put a beat on. They know I keep it on. Dropping bombs until they free the home. We too hard, no key to God. I keep this moving. No win and save. Montel Jordan, this is how we do it. 15, young and foolish. But Jesus saved my life. Hallelujah.
Thanks for rocking with your girl, and thank you, Lord, for one more chance to share with my fam. I'll be back on the air this Wednesday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Time for Justified Madness at blogtalkradio.com/justifiedmadness. See you there.